We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. Such a delight to be again with Rabbi David and Sandy, with their family, and with a wonderful congregation that really dear to us in Odessa, Messianic Synagogue, Gates of Zion. So all our congregation sending big, big shalom to you. We love you. And always, usually I'm saying, next year in Odessa. like traditional Odessa wish, because normal people from Odessa, when they see somebody, they wishing that they would come and see us in Odessa. So I hope sometimes in the future, Lord will provide this opportunity. So, and I really want to encourage you in this vision, Kadima vision that I like very much, and I accepting for myself and for our synagogue also. It's very inspiring to set some specific time to see, move forward, to work in this direction. So, and from the Torah portion, I see very interesting stuff. Like, Moshe is leading our people out of Egypt, but in same time, he is serving to Egyptians in a very nice way, in a way of Kadima. It's Kadima for both, for Egyptians and for Jewish people. All of them need to move. And all of them need to move according to God's desire for both of them. And we know that desire of Hashem is good for Egyptians and good for Israelis. Amen?
Yeah.
So, but if a person is not adjusting his life according to his will, of course he would need to repent, or of course he needs to make some changes, that his way will be in the Lord, would encourage his personality and will really inspire others. So, and we see that for Pharaoh it was tough time, and for Egypt it was also tough time. They would need to recognize that there is Lord over all Egypt, and that this Lord is calling his firstborn son, Israel, to serve him. So, and in the same way, Lord calling each of our soul, our spirit, and our body to glorify him also, to do good works that he created us for from the beginning of the universe to that we will fulfill in his name. So, and I want to encourage you to do these good works and not to get weary from the doing good, because Lord giving us opportunity to do this good. Like Lord did it for Moshe, that he would do good for his people and for Egypt. Actually it happened. Pharaoh in the end of the story, in the some part of the story, he would say, pray for me. He actually recognized that he's right. A couple times he's saying that, I sinned it against you, Moshe, and against the Lord. Please pray for me. And for Moshe, it was a very interesting situation. He see, and Lord spoke to him, that heart of the Pharaoh is hardened. But he would go and pray for him, and would pray for good deliverance, good acts of the Lord on behalf of Egyptians. That, for example, some of the plagues would go away. And in our case, sometimes we interact with people that could do something against us or would hold us in some bondage, but the will of the Lord for us to not get tired of doing good works in his name. So I would like to read one scripture from the Brit Hadasha, Galatians chapter 6. Read with me, please. 9 and 10, Rabbi Shaul encouraging people. 9 and 10. So, let us not grow weary of doing what is good. Good means, I understand that it's good in his eyes, that good is for not only for myself, because each of us know how to do good for myself, but he is teaching us how to do good to your neighbor, what is good in his eyes to your neighbor. For if we don't give up, we will in due time reap the harvest. Therefore, as the opportunity arises, let us do what is good to everyone, and especially to the family of those who are trustingly faithful. So, and for us, it's a great challenge to not get really weary in a way of doing good, when that Lord give us opportunity to do good things for our neighbors, for our family, for our people in congregation. And if we're doing good things in his name, according to his desire, we will not get weary. Sometimes people could be discouraged because of reaction of different people, but questions that we should ask ourselves: did I did this good thing in his name and before Hashem, or I did it that I would be recognized in the eyes of men? So, and it makes difference in our heart. It makes difference in the Lord's heart, in the Lord's eyes. And I want to, sometimes that for us is not to get tired of doing good. It takes some time to be persistent in the right direction. For example, we would serve to Holocaust survivors, and they would test us for many years. Is it really we want to do good for them or not? Many of them would test us in directions that they would expect if we would do something good for them, then we will do something with them that we want to do. We'll take something from them, or that we will do something that they would need to pay us back, all good stuff that we would try to do for them. So, and they would test us for many years, but then their hearts start to get open, and we saw great opportunity to share our hearts with them and see how they're receiving Yeshua, see how they would more and more be involved in a congregation, would share their faith with their friends, would bring them to congregation, will bring their families, kids, and grandchildren. So it's really inspiring, but it took for us around 14 years to, day after day, month after month, to interact with them, serve them, help them, feed them, share our hearts with them, until they really understood and got to the point that they would trust us, because they went through the very hard situation in their life. So, and second thing that I want to share is that we would not be stumbling block for anybody. It's a big temptation, and for many people, many believers, when they do something, to do without thinking about others. Sometimes you're saying, hey, it's my life, I would live like I would like to live. But we belong already to the kingdom of God, and we're not ourselves, we're not our property. We're his property. So we're not living according to our, we should not live according to our desire, and our desire of how we should act, speak, but according to his desire. So I will read from the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 31 till 33. Again, here we see interesting situation. Well, whatever you do, whether it is eating or drinking or anything else, do it all so that as to bring the glory to God. Don't be an obstacle to anyone. This is our job, not be obstacle. to anyone. And to whom? Not to Jews, not to Gentiles. You see, there was congregation, Messianic synagogue, where it was both groups of people, Jews and Gentiles. And sometimes it's different cultures, different mentality, but they would need to work together and not to be stumbling for each other. And not to God's messianic community. Just as I try to please everyone in everything, I do not looking out for my own interests, but for those of the many so that they may be saved. So, and like Jews and Greeks, they would have a lot of reasons to fight with each other, to argue with each other, to prove their point that I'm right, you're wrong. Like sometimes we feel it in families. Husbands could prove to the wives, I am right, and wives could prove, I am right because I'm your wife, I see better. You had, yes, but I am next, so I am really nowhere to turn. So Paul, like Rav Shaul, he would need to serve and Jews and Gentiles, Greeks together in one community, that they will both would help each other to grow in Messiah and to grow in possibility to reach others. So for us, for example, now in ministry, and I would like to ask you to pray also for this situation. In our Holocaust survivors ministry, we have a very interesting situation now because there is two very influential people. They influencing big groups of people in Jewish community. And one of them would tell, I would not come to the service if this man would be present there. And different one would say, I would not come if this one will be present there. Very hard question. And both of them Holocaust survivors, both of them very influential, and we love them both. Each of them would like to prove that they are right. But our goal is not to support only one side. We want to that both of them would be saved. They actually prayed the prayer. They are on the way of kind of more and more open their life to Yeshua. But they really want to win our souls on their side. That they, oh, you see, Rabbi Alexander also with me and his wife with me. So, and different one would say same thing to other. And they would really now in a situation that we need to help both of these men to, behind them standing big families and big influence to the Jewish community. So, and really we now, that guy, one man would call and say, I would like to meet with your family privately. I want to talk about the situation. Another one already expressed his desire to not see that man anymore. So, and really, what we're seeking is that both of these wonderful Jewish men would be saved and would grow in their maturity. But now they are not mature. They prayed, but they are not mature yet. They need to grow. And we need really wisdom from the Lord and your prayer support, how to help them to do this kadima, go forward, how we should go forward after them in the name of Yeshua, and how they could grow and really reach their destiny in Messiah, and that they and their families and their people that they influence on will be saved. So will you join me in prayer? Yeah. Lord, we asking for these two wonderful Jewish men to that you will touch their hearts, that you would give them peace, would give them shalom in their relationships. And we ask also that you would give wisdom to us how to reach their souls, that they would not fight with each other, but will really will seek for your kingdom, for your peace, for that they will look for growth in you and that they will find the solution in you. Thank you, Lord, for your opportunity to serve them, and we thank you that you will give this wisdom and will resolve this situation. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, thank you for prayer. Thank you for listening. Blessings to you all. We love you so much. Shalom.
Let's pray for ourselves also about being peacemakers. Who's in favor of that? Remember what I said last week? The peacemakers are brought into troubled situations. Lord, you said, blessed are the peacemakers. And so we take up that calling and we say yes to you, Lord. Bless us. Give us your power. Give us your strength. We pray for Rabbi Alexander, for his congregation, that as they are being used by you to make peace with others, that you will bless them and pour power out upon them. We pray for ourselves in the same way, Lord, in our families and with our friendships and our congregation, at work, at school. Use us, Lord, to bring your peace into situations, even when the conflict involves us. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen. Now, would you give a welcome to Rabbi Victor Vilensky as he comes forward? And I think Alexander, Rabbi Alexander, will do some interpreting for him. So,
still I will be here. Still I'm here. Wow.
Thank you very much, Rabbi David and Rebetzin and Sandy and all brothers and sisters, be here with you that wonderful Shabbat. И я поздравляю вас с новосельем.
I congratulate you with this building, with that you enter into new building.
Что удивительное место.
This is a wonderful place.
Вода.
The water.
И воздух, пространство.
Air, space.
И прекрасный дизайн от Rebetzin Sandy.
And wonderful design that Rebetzin Sandy developed.
И, конечно, поздравляю с Шабатом.
And of course, I congratulate you with Shabbat.
И с Рош Ходеш месяца Шват.
And with Rosh Chodesh of month Шват.
В недельной главе этого Шаббата,
Ваэра,
Исход 6:9.
The Exodus 6:9.
Моисей пересказал это сынам Израилевым.
6:9. Moshe said this to the people of Israel, but they wouldn't listen to him because they were so discouraged and their slavery was so cruel.
В оригинале малодушие звучит как короткое дыхание.
And in the original text, this word discouraged was interpreted like short breathing.
Или короткий дух.
Or short spirit.
Руах.
Руах.
You know that word, руах. И мужество приходит из духа.
And courage is coming from the spirit.
Исполнить Божий призыв.
To fulfill the God's calling.
Мы видим огромный призыв.
We see great calling.
К нашему народу.
To our people.
Но на тот момент.
But that moment.
Угнетение.
The pressure.
Работы.
Working.
И даже угнетенный дух.
And even this spirit was like pressed down.
У кого-нибудь было такое, когда Бог вам что-то поручает, и приходит давление?
Maybe somebody of you experienced it when you have some assignment from the Lord, but in the same time you feel pressure. Did you somebody experience it? This is a question.
Ты должен преодолеть это давление.
You need to overcome this pressure.
Более того, ты понимаешь, что сатана специально противодействует и давит тебя.
And more of this, you understand that Satan is also pressuring you and go against you.
Когда за меня помолился руководитель общины, где я был в Киеве.
When the head of the congregation, when where I was before in Kiev, he prayed for me.
То есть я был поставлен на служение реабилитации от наркомании, алкоголизма.
He appointed me to serve for in a rehab center, to serve to former like people who drug addicted or alcohol addicted.
На следующее утро я проснулся с огромным давлением.
On the next morning I would wake up with great heaviness and pressure.
И я поехал на работу.
So I went to my job.
Тогда я работал заведующим острым наркологическим отделением.
I was responsible then for the district like of this for in a hospital. Where it was drug and alcohol addicted people.
И надо было быстро решать много вопросов.
And I would need to resolve many questions in a short period of time.
Я не был способен ничем заниматься.
I was not able to do anything else.
Я пытался сам помолиться.
I tried to pray by myself.
Это не помогало.
It wouldn't help.
И я позвонил на телефон доверия для верующих.
I called to the phone of trust, like for believers, that you could call, and there's somebody from the believers will answer you.
И по телефону за меня начали молиться.
And on the phone they would start to pray for me.
И по мере молитвы становилось легче.
And during the prayer I felt some relief.
И в конце мне было дано место Писания.
And after prayer, they would give me place of the scripture.
Иисус Навин, первая глава.
Иисуса, first chapter. Joshua, first chapter.
Приготовь с 6 по 9. И вы знаете, что Йехошуа бен Нун был тот, кто продолжил дело Моисея.
And you know that Joshua was the man who would continue the work of the Moshe.
И завершил то, что Бог начал через Моше.
And he would finish what the Lord started with Moshe.
И ввел народ в землю обещанную.
And he brought the people to the promised land.
И что же ему сказал Бог?
And what Lord said to him?
С 6 по 9.
Первая глава, да?
Да, да.
First chapter from 6 till 9. Be strong, be bold, for you will cause these people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers I would give them. Only be strong and very bold in taking care to follow all the Torah which Moshe, my servant, ordered you to follow. Don't turn from it either to the right or to the left. Then you will succeed wherever you go. Yes, keep this book of the Torah on your lips and meditate on it day and night so that you will take care to act according to everything written in it. Then you undertaking will prosper and you will succeed. Haven't I ordered you, be strong, be bold, so don't be afraid or downhearted, because Adonai, your God, is with you wherever you go.
Давайте вместе скажем.
Let's say together.
Be strong and bold. И это относится к каждому из нас.
And it's these words directed towards each of us.
И Писание говорит, что Бог нам дал не дух боязни, а дух силы, любви и целомудрия.
And scripture saying that he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but spirit of sound mind and boldness and strong.
И боящийся несовершен в любви.
And those who are afraid, they are not perfect in love.
Но любовь Божья излилась в сердца наши
But
Духом Святым.
Love of God was poured in our hearts.
И Иешуа лев из колена Иудина.
And Yeshua, he is a lion from the tribe of Judah.
И он в сердце каждого из нас.
And he is in the heart of in hearts of each of us.
И Писание говорит, что Иешуа Духом Святым принес себя в жертву Богу.
And scripture says that Yeshua by the Holy Spirit brought himself like a living sacrifice to the Lord.
И этот дух он дан каждому, кто уверовал в Иешуа.
And this spirit is given to each of us who has believed in Yeshua.
И дает твердость и мужество.
And he give us the firmness and the boldness.
И силы идти вперед.
And strength to go forth.
И преодолевать любые ситуации.
And to overcome any obstacles.
И иметь терпение.
And to have patience.
Особенно если это ситуация, которая требует много времени для разрешения.
And especially if the situation takes a lot of time for resolvement.
Или это короткая ситуация, но тоже требует упования на Бога.
But anyway, it takes to be to believe in to the Lord and trust Him.
Два примера из моей жизни.
Two examples from my life.
Несколько месяцев назад моей маме поставили диагноз рак печени.
Couple months ago to my mother was given the such diagnosis that she has the cancer of the liver.
И я почти опустил руки внутри.
Inside in my heart I would give up.
Потому что almost. Как врач я как бы
Because I am doctor and I understand
тяжесть этой ситуации.
The seriousness of this situation.
И когда я молился,
and when I prayed,
Бог мне сказал,
Lord told me,
не опускай руки.
Don't discourage yourself.
Не теряй надежды.
Don't lose hope.
Стой в вере.
Be firm in the believing to the Lord.
И второй случай.
And second situation.
Когда я узнал радостную весть, что мы должны приехать сюда.
When I heard this joyful news that I would be able to come here.
И было сказано, что нужно номер загранпаспорта послать для.
And I would need to send my number from the foreign passport that I have.
Я вспомнил, что у меня исчезла виза в Соединенные Штаты.
So, but in the same time, I would remember that my visa to the United States was disappearing. I didn't have it.
Потому что когда мы ехали в Израиль с Юрой, его женой, с моей женой.
Because when we went to Israel with Yura and his wife and with my wife.
И я делал паспорт жене.
I did foreign passport for my wife.
У нее не было.
Because she wouldn't have it.
А до окончания моего паспорта оставалось полгода.
And for my foreign passport there was half year left of his that he is available, so I would decide to change my passport also.
И в паспортном столе
and
вырвали
so they would take out this
визу
this paper that with American visa from the my passport
которая ещё на 3 года вперёд должна была
and she was good for 3 more years so but they would take this visa out of the
passport. И они сказали надо будет там в посольстве Америки дадут
and they told me so if you would need it they would in a States embassy they would give you new one
И я открыл в интернете посольство.
And I would find the website of the embassy of the states in internet.
Начал звонить туда.
I start to call them.
Ни один телефон не отвечает.
The phones is not answering.
Я начал звонить по фирмам.
I start to call different agencies.
Которые занимаются визами.
Working like making these visas.
В одной сказали за консультацию 100 евро.
In one, they would say to me, only to have some counsel to you, you would need to pay 100 euros.
Но в другой мне сказали.
But in different one, they would tell me.
Что по средам.
That on Wednesdays.
С часу до трех.
From 1 till 3 a.m.
Прием по возобновлению виз.
PM, sorry. There is, they have time to renew visa. For
Но
those
перед
who...
этим вам надо в интернете анкету
But
заполнить.
Before it, you need to apply some, this, some kind of proposal that you would give your ID information.
И... С дочкой я полночи эту
so,
анкету там оформлял.
Almost all night with my daughter I would do this paper to send to the embassy.
Взял билет в Киев.
I took tickets to Kiev.
И больной, простуженный.
And I was very sick at that time. I had flu.
Поехал.
So I went to the Kiev.
Когда я в вагоне молился.
When I would pray in the wagon.
Я услышал от Бога такую фразу.
I heard from the Lord such phrase.
Уповай на меня до последнего.
Trust in me until the end.
Прямо с вокзала я поехал в посольство.
From the train station I went to the embassy.
Там, как всегда, были тысячи людей.
There was thousands of people trying to reach to the embassy. Big line of people. Big crowd.
И я подошел к милиции.
So I went to the,
у кого можно что-то спросить?
To the police and I tried to ask them.
Говорят, вот парень с таким бейджиком.
And they would show me the man with beige.
Я подошел к нему.
So I went to him and asked him.
Объяснил ситуацию.
I explained the situation.
Он говорит, вы еще не платили?
And he would ask me, did you pay?
Я говорю, нет.
Already. I said, no, I didn't.
У вас есть так называемая drop letter?
Do you have drop letter?
Я говорю, нет.
I said, no.
Говорит, что едьте домой.
He said to me, so go home.
У вас ничего не получится.
You would not be able to finish today.
Но есть для вас и хорошая новость.
But there is good news for you also.
Что второй раз ехать вам не надо будет.
That second time you would not necessarily should come here.
Вышлите по почте.
You could send it by through the post office.
Я говорю, уже приехал, хотелось бы тут решить.
I said, I'm already here, so I would like to resolve this issue today.
Он говорит, чтобы заплатить за визу, вам надо иметь специальный бланк.
And he said to me, in order to pay for visa, you need to have special sheet of paper.
Его надо распечатать с сайта посольства.
It need to be printed from the embassy site.
Я говорю, здесь есть где-то компьютер?
I asked, do you have any computers here?
Он говорит, ничего не знаю.
He said, nothing. I don't know nothing. There is nothing. Go home.
Я поехал в банк.
So I went to the bank.
Говорю, у вас есть бланки для оплаты визы?
Do you have these special forms to pay for the visa?
Нет.
They said no.
И я поехал через весь Киев.
So I went through the all Kiev.
К родителям.
To my parents.
И начал эти пытаться бланки
And I tried to find these kind of papers to fill them out.
Там написано, вы можете распечатать только по последней версии до прида.
And there is written, you could print it in the last version of drop reader.
В общем,
so,
было
to make long story shorter,
множество таких вот препятствий.
There was many obstacles, many things that was against
и
to have the answer.
Где-то в 2 часа я приехал уже с
finally, at 2 p.m.,
бланком оплаты.
I came with the check, with blank that I was paid for already.
Он говорит, что все равно это еще не дошла проплата, она должна идти несколько
and he said,
часов.
Yes, you paid, but your payment will come to the embassy only after 2 or 3 hours.
И drop letter это оно не загружалось тоже.
And this drop letter is not also unloaded.
И он говорит, без этого drop letter вы не можете.
So without this letter you could not enter in.
Я говорю, может внутри я там распечатаю, пустят.
I asked, maybe inside they would let me come and they will print it somehow inside of the embassy.
И он пошел узнавать.
He went to find out what is the real story.
Я молился изо всех сил.
So I prayed from all my strength, how I could just to pray.
И чувствовал Божье присутствие.
And I felt God's presence.
Я думал, он сейчас выйдет.
And I thought, so now that man will come out of the embassy.
Скажет, проходите.
And will say me, so come in.
Но он вышел,
but he came out,
сказал, нет.
I said, no, you could not come in.
Круг замкнулся.
It was just cycle is finished like it's.
Я начал уходить уже.
So I almost left that place.
Смотрю, идет пожилая пара.
And I see some old people, like men and women, they pretty old, they going to the embassy.
У них в руках лист.
They have sheet of the paper
я смотрю,
their,
drop letter.
And I see there's written drop letter.
Я говорю, где вы его распечатали?
I said, where you printed it, this letter?
Они говорят, а тут за углом вагончик есть.
And they said, there is on the corner, after the corner, there is some very like crummy place.
А в нем девушка сидит.
And there is one girl is sitting.
Я пошел.
So I went there.
На вагончике написано чай, кофе.
On this place is written tea and coffee.
Но там девушка, которая помогает в оформлении виз за небольшие деньги.
Inside of this kind of small place, there is girl sitting and she's on a computer. She's making those letters actually.
И
everything is very serious. So she made it for me. For small amount of money,
но
of course.
Она начала загружать номер проплаты.
But she would try to actually install the number of payment.
Говорит, еще платеж не прошел.
And she would tell me, so bank is not receiving yet because it didn't went through.
Но вот вам номер уже drop letter.
But I'm giving to you number of drop letter.
Идите, может, пусть.
So go with it. Maybe they will let you come in.
Без 5:30 я зашел.
So 5 minutes before 3, I came inside of the embassy.
И меня пустили дальше.
They let me to come in into, and they would let me go forth. Kadima actually to go forth.
Да. И следующий сотрудник в другом здании.
And the next workers in the building closer to this main building.
Drop letter.
He asked me, drop letter.
У меня нету.
I said, I don't have it.
Он стал красный весь.
And he started to become like red. His face turned to the red color.
Но говорит, все равно идите.
So he allowed me to go anywhere.
Я вот в этом уже окошечке окончательно.
I almost in the end of this great journey. And this window where is a lady sitting.
И женщина say me drop letter.
And that woman saying to me, drop letter?
Нет.
I said, I don't have it.
Идите к компьютеру печатайте.
And she said to me, go to the computer and print it.
И распечатали.
So we printed it.
И уже прошел платеж.
And the payment went through.
И где-то уже в пол четвертого.
And already at like 3:30 p.m.
Она приняла бумаги.
She received papers.
И через три дня мне пришла виза.
And after 3 days, the visa came to me, to my home.
Если Бог сказал, уповай до последнего.
So if Lord would speak that you would trust me till the end.
Значит, можно уповать до
then
последнего.
We could trust him till the end.
Бог сделает Кадиму.
He will do Kadima for us.
Thank you very much.
And now let's give a warm welcome to Rabbi Yuri Korshin from Nikolaev. I am the reader today.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
So glad to be here, and I want to give you love from my son, from my congregation, and I'm so glad that I'm come with my wife on the screen. She was earlier here. I'm so glad to be here with my good friends, Alexander, Victor, and I'm so glad to be at home, my dear friend and really spiritual father, David Levine, and Rabbi David Levine, and his wife, Sandy Levine, because it's so privileged to me and so big joy for my heart. And also, Mazel Tov with this wonderful building. It's so nice designed, it so fit everything. So nice to be here. I sit here, feel myself at home, relaxable, and really receiving a lot. I will try to speak today in English with no translator. So sorry for my rush, for my English. If you will not, don't understand something, you can smile. So it will be peaceful for me. Today I will speak a little bit about Parsha of this week, Vayera. If I understood correctly, this translation, I'm open it. Yes, I'm reveal it myself. This is speaking about God reveals himself to people. Also, I believe in this parsha we can see how God is looking in our life. You know, sometimes it's much different when we are looking in our life and God looking in our life. Do you agree with me?
Amen.
When we come to mirror, we see this wonderful picture. And we know who we are. We know our weaknesses, we know from where we come, we know what we can do. We know ourselves better than others do know. But you know, God knows us even better. Because we know our past and our present. And God knows our future. We can see only for now. We could not imagine our future. And you know what God says? He prepared for us even more than we can understand, even can we dream. You know, I want to read one scripture, and sometimes we are facing with difficulties in our life. Who is facing difficulties sometimes in our life? Everybody of us. It's our nature. And sometimes our reaction on these difficulties to give up and say, I could not anymore. I could not help this anymore. Sometimes in the marriage, when problems come in, husband and wife are divorcing because they seems to could not handle anymore these problems. Sometimes in our work is difficult comes. We sometimes feel like we must give up. Or in ministry, in many, many areas of our life, we face difficulties. But what God sees under this? What God wants behind this sin? What he wants from us? And one this interesting scripture from the Bible. Please read it, Exodus 6 from 5 till 6 verse.
Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, whom the Egyptians are keeping in slavery. and I've remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, I am Adonai. I will free you from the forced labor of the Egyptians, rescue you from their oppression, and redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments.
Okay. I want to just reveal something. Verse 5. What God says? I heard problems in lives of my nation, my people. You see what's here? And I know that many Jewish people live in that time and they don't see God in their life. They faced with problems. I know that some of them asking, God, where are you? I know in my life sometimes happen problems and I ask, God, where are you in my life? Why is problems comes to my life? And some of them maybe begin to think maybe gods of Egypt more powerful. Maybe we need to do like Egyptians doing. Maybe we need to accept their gods because they seems to be growing okay with them. And I believe to God and some problem in my life. What's happened? You know what's happened? They see their life from their point of view. But God seeing their life from his point of view. He wants to use it, these problems to glorify himself. And this nation, our nation, has calling on their life, has wonderful plan from God. People in this tribulation, they don't see this plan. But God already seen this plan. People live in Egypt and they crying from difficulties, but God already seen them in promised land. You see? They feel themselves miserable, smallest one, under depression, what to do, how to do, what kind, what, why, what is it? Where is God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob? But God already saw them in promised land 40 years later. But even so, God seen them after 100 years when Messiah is coming. But even so, God seen them now when Jerusalem rebuilt. But even so, God seen that Messiah comes second time. They see problems. They see themselves in mirrors. They see tribulations. Where is God? God have already planned for their life. You know, breakthrough. Amen. I believe that breakthrough comes when we begin to see ourselves from God's point of view. But even so, if you don't see yourself from God's point of view, God loves you so much that he has planned for your life. And time will come then you are find yourself in some place you could not even imagine to stay. You know, I have some stories about this small video from Croatia. It was a very difficult time for our life. Before, it was some problems in ministry, you know. And I thinking about myself, what I can do? And, you know, God has opened the door to Croatia. This pastor just find me in internet. Just in internet. Call me and invite me. Please come. Made conference. We want to serve for Jewish people. And when I stay in Croatia, I says, what are you doing here? What am I doing here? I'm standing with you and it's like, it's dream for me, really. It's in my heart. It's so big privilege to me be here. Because God is so great to us. And you know, God is not forgetting us. Please say to your neighbor that God is not forget you. He's not forget you. He's known you from before you even born. And you know, he using these difficulties to bring this his special plan, to bring Kadima to their lives. Because if everything was settled in Egypt, they will never leave from Egypt. You see? Why to leave from Egypt if everything is okay? God, why I need to go somewhere? Okay, in Egypt. But sometimes difficulties come before big kadima, big breakthrough. And sometimes even biggest circumstances brings big breakthrough. Amen. You know this law about resistance. because of resistance, flies, you know, how to say, самолеты летают. Planes flying. You know why it's flying? Because of resistance. You know why ships is not going? Because of resistance. I think resistance can bring a big breakthrough for our life. And sometimes we don't see this from God's perspectives. And one more scripture, please. Jeremiah 29, 11 till 14.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For you, this whole prophetic vision has become like the message in a sealed up scroll. When one gives it to someone who can read and says, please read this, he answers, I can't because it's sealed. Is that the right verse? 29. I'm sorry. That's 29. I'm reading Isaiah. Anybody interested in Isaiah? Jeremiah, Isaiah, they're all prophets, right? Excuse me.
Completely fit in my preaching.
Yeah. Please excuse his reader. He's not competent. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know what plans I have in mind for you, says Adonai. Plans for well-being, not for bad things, so that you can have hope and a future. When you call to me and pray to me, I will listen to you. When you seek me, you will find me, provided you seek me with your whole heart. And I will let you find me, says Adonai. And then I will reverse your exile. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have driven you, says Adonai. And I will bring you back to the place from which I exiled you.
Amen. You know, for us, it's so wonderful to be in place where God seen us. Because he, for us, too good. He is not against us. His will for us. He's fighting for us. He so much loves us. He every time standing with us. And his will only for good to us. And you know, when we face some situation in our life and we could not see further than our nose, you know, only situation, only problems. But God has a plan for us. This greatest plan. Remember Joseph, Moses, Elijah, every prophet in Scripture, they have sometimes problems. But God has a breakthrough. God has a great plan. God is on the move. Amen, amen, amen. And I have a couple situation, couple illustration in my life. Our congregation started in 1998 after the kind of festival, concert, which was led by Rabbi David Levine and Sandy Levine. They come and they start congregation in Nikolaev. And I come in from Odessa to Nikolaev, to my hometown, to lead a congregation. And in our Nikolaev, our city, we have two more synagogues. Hasidic synagogues, you know these guys. Yes. They're very nice guys from, you know, far away. And also Reformic synagogues. And in Reformist synagogues, we have a rabbi of Reformist synagogue. He is, you know, he was so angry at me when we started a congregation in Nikolaev. He was so angry at me. He is, you know, when he seen me in the street, he began to scream at me like, what are you doing? Go from here. And when at time I see him from far away, I begin to, you know, avoid him. Because I don't like that somebody scream at me. It's my nature. So, and one time he came to me and, you know, he's like big guy, like huge guy. And I, at that time, was not married, 23 years old, very thin, like this, you know, like this microphone. And he was like, you know, and he looks at me like this. And you know, I think this is end of my calling. This is last moment of my life. Next move, and I will be done. and I will be in heaven. Thanks Yeshua for this life, short life in my life. So, but praise Yeshua, he was not beat me, he just, but it's all. I'm only face, like, feeling his air from his, but not more. So, and, but you know what God did? We begin to pray for him. We begin to hardly pray for him in our prayer meetings. Our people begin to pray for him. And his father or his mother, how to say it in English?
Grandfather?
No, father of his, not mother, father of his wife.
Father-in-law.
Father-in-law. Oh, father-in-law comes to our congregation. You see? He was like Rabbi Victor says, he was red. He was red because he was so angry. Father-in-law came to congregation. He was more like, even biggest begin to be. After his nephew came to congregation and get saved, he was crazy. He was just, I will kill this young man. Where is he? Just, he was, you know, his stink like. So, and after some times, one of our brothers came to father-in-law house, like to have made home visit, and he was there in his home. It was like five-floor building or something, and he just ring the door, and this guy opened the door, like, and he won't just take this brother, he want to throw him out from the, you know, on the street, like from fifth floor. But praise Yeshua, he's the deal that just go out from here, never come back. This is my father-in-law. I'm not allowed him to go to Messianic congregation. He is in my congregation. Go out from here. And this guy almost, you know, almost die also there. He just running from this. No, I never come back. Okay, I agree. So, and but after some times we prayed for him, and also some pastors speak to him, preached him, helped him. We helped him some way we can do. He comes to Israel. And he faced with big problems in Israel, you know, spiritual problems. His soul was very hurting. And because of this, he gets saved. He get known Messiah. He come to Messianic congregation. And, you know, until this time, this guy who was thrown out from this house, he also was in Israel already. He made Aliyah to Israel. And they begin to be best friends in Israel. This guy who kicked out Rabbi, and this boy who was just almost alive, they begin to be best friends in Israel. You know, God is in a move. And also, second story, it's about this guy who was kicked out. Remember, please. In 2001, one couple come to our congregation, his wife and husband and wife, and they have a daughter, small daughter. It's actually was not family because they was not married, was just live with each other. And they come to congregation because wife was so afraid that he will be going to this other woman that she decided to bring him to congregation. Better to sit in congregation. That go somewhere else. So it was so big problem for our congregation, I can tell you. They were so hard on me. They screamed at each other during the service. You know, like, I was, what are they doing? Mamma mia, help me please, Yeshua. So, and they made screaming at each other. They fighting with each other, you know. But praise Yeshua, they get married. And you know what happened after they get married? Even worse happened. They could call me at 2 at night, 2 a.m. Hey, Yuri, come to me. We are just screaming at each other. And, oh, what are you doing? So big problems. And one time they came to me and tell me that they own money for some guy and they don't have money anymore, and mafia come to them, and they just want to kill them because of this, just want to take child from them. It was difficult time. And they just begging me, please help me with money. You know, if last people whom I want to help with money, it was them. You know? I have so many reasons to not do anything for them. They're so hard on me. They don't obey me. They scream at each other. They bad family. I have so many people who are nice and to me. But you know, Holy Spirit told me just help them. And we help a lot. We paid for their money. We covered their debts. You know, we do good for them. And after some times, they get better and better in Messiah. And they moved to Israel, to Haifa. And you know, when it was happened, all this mess with this family, with screaming, I could not even imagine, could not even dream that after many years, I, myself, my wife, Rabbi Viktor Velensky, his wife, we will sit in their apartment in Haifa. They will invite us to their home. They will serve us like angels. They made food for us. They paid for excursion for us. They're so nice to us. And if I know this before, but I don't know it. Sometimes before breakthrough, before big victory, you have facing with problems. Sometimes when you see some difficult person, you want to quit. You want to say, you are from devil, go out from me. But you could not even imagine what can happen if you will humble yourself and just receiving what God wants from them through you. Maybe time is passing. Everybody will return from you, but this man could be angel for your life. Amen. And I'm just will stop for one second. I will say that, you know, do you know this, what combined together Moses and Jeremiah? You remember Moses speaking with God? God was speaking with Moses and says, Moses, come with me, taking my people to promised land. You remember what Moses answered to God? Oh, I too old. And remember what when God spoke to Jeremiah, what he says? Oh, I'm too young. And I noticed in my life, in my congregation, so many people, they're so young until they get old. And no middle class between. I'm too young. I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. I'm almost. I'm too old. Why you don't tell me before? You know, I believe that God calling us to the ministry of to Him, and I believe that you have so great opportunity to open yourself before His love. You have so wonderful rabbi. You have so anointing family who minister you, and they are so big gift for many nations, not only here, but for many nations. They was gift for us, and also still the gift for us, for our lives. And they gift for you, and God has calling for your life. He has great future for each of you. And now it's right time to say to Him, yes, I'm ready. I wanna to go forward. I wanna to have Kadima in my life. Amen. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Great. Kadima. Forward. Forward we go. Thank you, brothers, for encouraging us and building us up. We want to take up a special offering for them and for their family, so I want to ask the ushers to come forward and to receive this offering. It's very important when you give that you give with generosity, but also that you give to people who will be useful. And I can tell you that these three rabbis serve God wholeheartedly. They serve Him freely and fully. They're living in a country that's extremely difficult financially. The economy of Ukraine is quite difficult. They're living in a place where the political situation is also quite difficult. But you know what? They press on. They don't give up. They wake up every morning and they find the strength from God to keep going. And we want to bless their families. We want to give in a way that they can take home something that allows them to bless their families. They need some medicines and vitamins and a variety of other things too. And so we want to make sure they have everything they need that they can take home. That's so hard to get over there and so expensive, as well. So when you're giving to bless them and to provide for them. That's our purpose right now. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi Victor, Rabbi Yuri, for their ministry, for their families, for their congregations, for the calling on their lives, and we pray that you would bless them. Lord, we give tonight because we love you, and we want to honor you and the work that you're doing in them, and we want to sow into these men who are building up the Messianic movement, not only in their countries, but in other places too. And they are building up the Messianic movement by building Messianic synagogues and bringing your good news of Yeshua to our Jewish people. And so we're sowing into them, Lord, and we expect a great harvest for their sake. We're giving with gladness because we want you to bless them. Thank you that you give us the means to bless them. We give now in Yeshua's name. Amen. So, ushers, you can receive this special offering. If for some reason you're not able to give what you want to give tonight, you can give tomorrow. And so I want to let you know there's another opportunity tomorrow. And if for some reason that's not possible and you want to give at a later date, we will make sure that it gets to them in full. Well, I told you that we would have an opportunity to pray for you. And I want to ask the three rabbis to just come up to the front here and stand together. Then they're going to spread out. And as we close the service, you can come up to any one of them and just let them pray for you. You can tell them what it is you want prayer for. But don't take 30 minutes to explain how you got to the place where you need prayer for healing. Tell them what the healing is that you need. Or tell them what the breakthrough is or the person who you want them to pray for. And be direct and be straight with them so that they can really put their effort into praying for you. These are men of faith. They pray for miracles. And God does wondrous things. So I want to ask you to stand for Aaron's blessing. And I've got a bunch of my family here. I'd like them to come up and stand with me if all you guys would. Yivarechecha Adonai, v'yishmerecha, ye'er Adonai p'naveilecha v'yichunecha, yisa Adonai p'naveilecha v'yasemlecha shalom. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep watch over you and protect you, the Lord cause the light of his face